This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Defense ministers of India and China have met in Moscow to discuss rising tensions along their disputed border in the Himalayas. A June clash between the two sides in the eastern Ladakh region killed 20 Indian soldiers. India's defense minister, Rajnath Singh, said his meeting with China's Wei Fenghe lasted about 2 hours. He gave no details. It was the first direct high-level contact between India and China in their months-long border standoff. India, earlier this week, said its soldiers had thwarted provocative movements by Chinese troops, while Beijing accused India of creating frontier threats. A gas pipeline explosion near a mosque in Bangladesh overnight killed 13 people and injured 30, as worshippers were about to end their prayers. The blast, which fire service officials suspect was caused by a gas leak, occurred just outside the capital, Dhaka. Dozens were rushed to the city's state-run specialized burn and plastic surgery hospital. Reports indicate those who died included at least one child. Authorities said gas that accumulated in the mosque likely triggered the tragedy. Authorities have launched an investigation. Here in the U.S., there is continuing fallout over President Donald Trump's alleged disparagement of American service personnel who had been killed in action. The Atlantic Monthly, in a story with unnamed sources, said Mr. Trump referred to U.S. military members buried in France as losers. He also allegedly used the term suckers. Mr. Trump angrily denies all this and says no president has done as much for the military as he has. Mr. Trump's November election opponent in his bid for re-election, Joe Biden, issued a biting critique, saying if true, the Atlantic article shows Donald Trump is unfit to be the nation's commander-in-chief. There is a somber prediction from the University of Washington's Health Institute. It says U.S. deaths from the coronavirus could reach 410,000 by the end of the year, more than double the current toll, and that lives lost could reach 3,000 a day in December. The other side of the prediction, COVID-19 fatalities could be reduced by 30% if more Americans wore face masks. This is VOA News. President Trump is urging Americans to practice social distancing over the Labor Day holiday weekend to try to reduce the spread of COVID-19. Health experts have expressed major fears that ignoring such things as face masks over the holiday weekend could have grave consequences. According to Johns Hopkins University, the coronavirus has so far claimed 875,000 lives worldwide, with 26.6 million infections. The grim top four fatality counts, almost 188,000 here in the United States, 125,000 in Brazil, 69,000 in India, and 66,000 in Mexico. Combined cases in those four countries, nearly 15 million. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro is being criticized for suggesting that when there is a coronavirus vaccine, people should have a choice whether or not to take it. He is arguing against making shots mandatory. The state governor of Sao Paulo told the Associated Press immunization should not be viewed as a personal decision, that it should be obligatory except in special cases. In Argentina, six members of the national rugby team have tested positive for COVID-19. The country's rugby union says all six are asymptomatic and have been placed in isolation. The announcement casts strong doubt on whether the four-nation rugby championship will take place. Involved are Argentina, Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa. There was a COVID-19 lockdown protest today in Australia's pandemic hotspot, Melbourne, the capital of Victoria and Australia's second-largest city. There were 15 arrests. The backdrop, a gradual improvement in preventing new cases in Victoria after nearly 5 weeks of restrictions in Melbourne. Around 200 protesters rallied with chants of freedom and human rights matter, surrounded by swarms of police. State Premier Daniel Andrews told a news conference, quote, "It is not safe, it is not smart, it is not lawful. In fact, it is absolutely selfish for people to be out there protesting." The coronavirus death toll in Australia is just under 750, with a case count of some 26,000. Japan's chief cabinet secretary Yoshihide Suga, a frontrunner to be the next prime minister, said he would like the central bank to continue its ultra-loose monetary policy as the economy struggles with the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. In a Nikkei newspaper interview that ran today, Suga also said he would consider another economic stimulus package by the end of the year, in his words, to put the pandemic to an end and shift the economy to a new stage. The remarks reinforce expectations that Suga, as prime minister, would continue with many of Shinzo Abe's pro-growth economic policies. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.